Presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, with all these new sicknesses and illnesses and strands of so many different things coming to the world, particularly this one right now in China, people are getting into a panic state and a situation where they're getting concerned and fearful for their lives and for their young loved ones, whatever, whoever. But you know, the Bible says in Isaiah 53:5 that by the stripes on Jesus' back we were healed, just as by the blood from his body saves us. This is confirmed in 1 Peter 2:24 and many other places. Healing belongs to the children of God. If you or any of your loved ones are sick and battling with any infirmity, please join us. Or if you just want to learn about healing and stay healthy, join us at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our Tradition Square Town Hall facility, where we hold healing school every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. And we're also streaming it live on our website, traditionworshipcenter.com. You will learn the scriptures, you'll be in the anointing, you'll be prayed for by believers, and you will see miracle signs and wonders take place. It's in a relaxed atmosphere with refreshments and snacks. There is no charge and all are welcome. Let's pick up in our healing school teaching right now.
Everyone just seems to be very, very happy this morning. It's a good sign. The joy of the Lord, say it all, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. And if you want to be strong, you're going to have to get some joy. Amen. But not the world's joy. Because they give you joy, they take it back. The joy of the Lord. Amen. So let's come before the Lord today. It's today is the 30th. How about that? So we've got one more day in January. Goodness. Amen. Well, praise God. Father, we just come before you today. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're here with us now to lead us and guide us and direct us in all truth and righteousness. Thank you for just always revealing truths to us as we seek to find out the truth. You reveal it to us. And we pray, Lord, that you would take the Logos word, the written word, and turn it into a rhema, living revelation in our own lives so we can walk in the truth of healing and health. And we can pass it on to our family and our loved ones. And we give you the praise for that. And thank you, Lord. Thank you. We thank you for being Jehovah Rapha. We just thank you, Lord, the Lord our healer. Also Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, the bread of life, our Savior. We just thank you so very much today. In Jesus' name. And everyone agreeing said, amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, I'm going to be talking about something that I spoke on a little bit a week or two ago, and but obviously if God's bringing me some repetitive stuff to bring, or repetition in certain areas, that's very important. It's very important. There is scriptures in Isaiah where it says that, woe to them, I think it's Isaiah 5:20 possibly, it says, woe to them that call evil good and good evil, and they put dark for light, and life for dark, and they change it. Woe to them. Amen. And we're seeing that happen today. Yes. Are you seeing that happen in the world today? Yes. I'm telling you, in the end times, sin will not be considered to be sin. That's right. Amen. 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 And we're seeing it happen now. So go with me to 3 John 1. 3 John 1. And we're going to be looking at something here. And take notes and open your Bibles and check it out at home and make sure that you got all the information and that you can study it out further. You know, the Bible says that we're supposed to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And that's 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved. Amen. So we've got to study the Word of God. So in 3 John 1, verse 2, look what God says. Beloved, beloved, he's talking to us now. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health. Now think about this. I wish above all things. There's one thing greater than this that God desires, and that is for your salvation. The Bible says he so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son for salvation. It says that he doesn't want that one soul would perish. So I believe this is the very next thing that comes behind, because when he says, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health. Remember Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But me, Jesus, I've come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. You see how he says over here, I wish above all things that you would prosper. That's abundant life.
That's right. Amen.
So you can check scripture with scripture throughout the Bible, and you'll find that there's never, ever contradiction.
Amen.
God speaks and he speaks truth. So he says, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
Amen.
So what he's saying here, I want to read the Passion Translation. Let me read that to you. Beloved friend, I pray that you are prospering in every way. Now, this is a principle of God, right? I pray that you are prospering in every way. And then there's a side note. The Greek word edumai means to be brought along to a smooth and prosperous journey, or to be continually prospered unto success in every way. The Aramaic can be translated as much as succeeds you. So when he says, I wish that you were prospering in every way, he means to be brought along a smooth, prosperous journey.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to have ups and downs, but you're always going to overcome them.
Amen.
As a child of God, doesn't mean you don't get trials and tribulations and tests. Just know this, they don't come from God, sickness. But when you get into the trial and the test through some of our own bad doings and bad decisions, God is there to help you get out of that, but he's watching to see where your faith is.
Right.
Are you relying on him? That's why everything that the enemy means for your bad, God will turn to your good.
Amen.
Amen. And so he says, your beloved friend, I pray that you are prospering in every way and that you continually enjoy good health. Continually enjoy good health. God doesn't want you getting flu every year. Come on. I used to get it every year.
Amen.
I used to get it twice or three times a year. I was a musician at one stage when I had my steakhouses. So I'd be playing until 2 o'clock in the morning in winter, walking outside in the freezing cold with a t-shirt on because I was hot and whatever. But I'd get flu all the time. If someone came with me and next to me and they sneezed near me or they had flu, I'd get it. Because I had that mindset that if you got it, I'm going to get it.
Amen.
Come on. And God says, stop that nonsense.
Right.
All right? But I got flu this year once or twice, and then the next year I got it again. I got healed that year, but then I got it again next year. Any of you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And then next year I got it again. God wants you to be continually healthy.
That's right.
Amen.
You got to get, you see, some of you can't even see this in your own life. You've got to see yourself continually well, only well, always well. That's how I see me. And you've got to believe and call it in that I walk in perfect peace and divine health every day of my life. By the stripes on his back, I'm healed. And if I'm healed, what am I doing with sickness?
Right.
Come on. And so you've got to see your own self. You have got to see your own self continually healthy. Say continually healthy. See, I can see you continually healthy, but if you can't see you continually healthy, guess who's going to win out?
Yeah.
You are.
Amen.
Why? Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And death and life is in the power of your tongue. And if you don't think that you are continually healthy, well, then you're going to have a problem. So he says here again, he says, I pray that you would prosper in every way, and that you continually enjoy good health, just as your soul is prospering. Now we know, our soul comprises of our mind, our will, and our emotions. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're a three-part being. Always remember that. We are a spirit, the real us, created in His image and likeness, and He's a spirit. The Bible tells you, and we can't see Him, but we know He's here. Yeah? Amen? And everything from the spiritual realm came, this came from the spiritual realm.
Amen.
Amen. It's more real than this realm, believe it or not. And so, we are a spirit, first and foremost, created in His image and likeness, with a soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions, in a body.
Amen.
Amen. And so He says, and that I pray that you would prosper and be in good health continually, just as your soul is prospering. In other words, you are learning something today and over the last few years about healing. If you've been coming to healing school and coming to this church, you've been hearing about healing and peace and protection, all kinds of good stuff, and salvation and Jesus all the time, right? So what's happened is my mind, my soulish realm, has prospered. Where I once used to think I was sick and confess I've got flu. Because every time I felt it, I said it. Amen. And then I said things like, if there's a new flu, I'll be the first to get it. Come on. Okay, that was my soulish realm. That was my mind. Don't sneeze near me because I don't catch what you got. That was my mindset. That's how I behaved and that's how I thought, Brother Leroy. My soul had to prosper.
Amen.
And until my soul prospered to the truth of the Word of God, my body couldn't prosper in health.
Amen.
So once I started to learn, I stopped saying I'm sick.
Amen.
And I started to say I'm healed. In the midst of sickness in my body, I was saying I'm healed. While I was sick, the facts were sickness. But the truth is, by the stripes on my back, healed. And the truth will outweigh and change the facts if you stand in faith with the Word of God. Listen, God said this, and I repeat this because we all need to get this. He said in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth, it shall not return void, but it shall accomplish where I sent it and prosper in everything I wanted to accomplish. So, if I speak what God speaks, that word in faith can't come back without accomplishing what the word says. So, when I say, by the stripes on his back, I'm healed. And I say it out of my mouth with a belief and a faith and an action to show that I believe. And one of the ways of your action is saying it out of your mouth. And speaking it, you are not going to prosper until you start operating according to the Word of God. So my soulish realm had to change. I stopped saying I'm sick. I stopped saying by the stripes. I stopped saying that if it's coming around, I'll be the first to get it. I stopped saying I'm broke.
That's right.
I stopped saying I can't afford it.
That's it.
Any of you said that? You know you did.
Oh, yeah.
I stopped saying, how am I going to pay my mortgage and this and that? I stopped saying that, and I started to say what God said. My mind prospered. My soulish realm prospered. And I said, Lord, if you say you supply my every need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus, how come I'm waiting for my needs to be supplied by my boss, by the economy, by the president, by the handouts, by the freebies? I'm waiting for that. When you're telling me you supply my need, not according to the economy, not according to my boss, not according to anything else, but according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. Correct?
Amen.
He's one of his titles and his names is the Lord your provider.
That's right.
So I stopped saying I'm broke.
That's right.
I stopped saying I'm sick, but I had to say something. So I chose to say the thing that he said. And I started to say, by the stripes on his back, I'm healed. I walk in perfect health. I have divine health flowing through this body of mine. I walk in perfect health. No sickness, no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. I walk in health. I am healthy. By the stripes on his back, I'm healed. He took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. I don't have to. It's paid for legally. I'm free from sin and sickness and disease. Come on. And so I changed the way I thought, and I changed the way I spoke.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available.